I'm wondering now, for how many years we've been discussing this particular issue, the tensions or standoff between hill farmers and hill walkers, members of the public accessing farmers' lands. There has been a well-documented history of conflict at Ballantrillick on the slopes of Ben Bulben. There have been general access issues involving landowners in local tourist attraction areas only in recent months, most notably at Sleeve League in Donegal and on the Aru Trail in North Leitrim. We're also told by listeners this morning when we said we were raising this issue that there is associated issues in the Glenade area of County Leitrim. A new survey carried out by the Irish Nature and Hill Farmers Association has revealed that over 40% of hill farmers have been subjected to abuse from someone wishing to access their lands. 40%. And they also document one incident in which a farmer was told by a group looking to access his lands that they were going home to get a gun to shoot his cattle and to get a knife to gut the farmer like a fish. The National President, Vice President of the Association, Phelan Molloy, is with us now. Phelan, good morning to you.
Good morning,
and thanks for joining us. Your survey bears out, I think, what everyone believes and understands to be the case. This is an issue which is far from resolved, it seems.
Yeah, we decided to carry out the survey on the basis of feedback we were getting from our members just in relation to difficulties that they had experienced with hill walkers. Now, we must emphasise at the outset that it's only a very small minority of hill walkers that are actually creating difficulties. But unfortunately, that small minority is creating difficulties for walkers who will abide by all regulations, signs and what. And we have actually had discussions with some organised groups who will not allow any of their members to bring dogs on walks with them. The whole issue about dogs on the farmland, the problem with parking, and entrances to land and that, those are kind of issues that do create a lot of difficulties. The other one that has been mentioned, and you've already mentioned it there, is where a farmer actually encounters maybe a group of walkers in an isolated area. The farmer is outnumbered, and that can actually create major concern from a security point of view for that farmer.
And you've been told that by the farmers. This is borne out in the survey. There has been very serious verbal abuse and threats of physical abuse, as I mentioned as well.
There have, yeah, and we have been highlighting all these issues now over a long period of time. In order to make people aware of the difficulties that farmers are experiencing out there and to try and, make people aware that there is a potential for a serious incident to occur. So I think it's important that, people would be aware that there are major dangers there. And the last thing anybody wants to see is a major incident where there's maybe somebody injured or that. And that's something that we've been engaged in this campaign over a long period of time now to make sure that that there is awareness of the needs of the farmer. And it has to be accepted that the farm is actually a place of work for a family farm. So that has to be respected. And I think that's something that walkers should be very conscious of.
Yeah, and you're looking for development and production of a policy paper on public access. Do we not have that already? Are there not rules in places already? And it's been a long-standing battle, and we've had, I remember back in the days when Emil Cuive was minister and him intervening directly in this. So is there not general agreement and understanding in place already, Phelan?
There's a serious need for an education campaign aimed at walkers to make them aware of what their responsibilities are when they're accessing farmland. So there is a kind of a perception out there that, especially on commonage land, that is public. But that is not the case. Commonage land is held by a number of shareholders, but is still privately owned. So there's a huge need, and it's something that we actually have spoken at a national level about, the need for an education campaign to make people fully aware of what their responsibilities are. You know, there's a lot of people that will not take any heed at all or notice of signs. You know, one of the big ones is no dogs allowed. There's very few people that are in that cohort. That's a very small minority that will actually take heed of that. The other one is about leaving gates open, parking. So there is a huge need. And we actually are looking for to have meetings with local authorities to discuss how we, jointly we can progress to a situation where the walkers and the farmers are accommodated. And I think that's important into the future.
Yeah, okay. So is it a case that you have to have, or you should have individual agreements with local authorities as opposed to a national sort of policy in this? It's a bit of an ad hoc arrangement, isn't it?
It is very open at the moment. And there is a group sitting called the National Outdoor Recreation Strategy Group. And they're consulting with farming organisations, stakeholders and that, to try and draw up a policy. So if we can get into, you know, what the real issues are and how those concerns that are being experienced by farmers, once that could be addressed, I think we'd be in a better position then to move forward. Because the vast majority, I would say, of our members would have no difficulty with walkers. However, there are those people who create difficulties, and that goodwill could soon ebb away if, you know, there isn't a move made to try and resolve the issues that have been identified.
All right, okay. And hence, this is why you're raising it now, and there have been some, as I say, very serious threats on farmers. But you're raising it now as an issue, and it because you fear that something tragic will happen unless the matter is taken on board and dealt with once and for all.
There's always the potential of, you know, any situation getting out of hand, and that is something that nobody wants to see. Now, there's another issue arising, and that is where people are bringing vehicles, such as scrambler bikes, quads, and all-terrain vehicles, onto land as well, and creating damage to both to the environment and to facilities on the farm. One farmer I have spoken to actually had a number of drains in that block, because these vehicles, they'll drive into the to drains, they'll damage that drain, and then they're actually towed out by another vehicle. So that's another development that's a major concern. Gates been broken and fences been broken by these vehicles on mountains as well, and it's not acceptable. Mm. Another major issue that is very much topical now is that is the whole issue of wild camping. Because the problem there is that if there's a campsite set up on a mountain overnight, the potential there for a fire and an area of land being burned. Now, there's a few issues there, and one of them is the farmer who owns that land might be denied payments if land is burned. And there's also the wildlife that would be threatened. So that's an issue that has been highlighted as well, and it needs to be definitely stamped out, because the potential for damage arising from wild camping is serious, and I think it's something that needs to be looked at seriously.